Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. I am your host, Apri Curry, and this morning we are going to conclude with a series on self-forgiveness. This month we have been talking about self-forgiveness and forgiving ourselves from some of the past mistakes that we have made. Even here lately in our lives, some of us have made mistakes that we have just been beating ourselves up over. And we've been talking this month on forgiving ourselves. You know, a lot of times we're our own worst enemy. We're holding things against ourselves that the Lord is telling us to just let it go. But we continue to hold it against ourselves because we feel bad. And we should feel bad when we do something wrong. We should feel that conviction. But we shouldn't get to the place to where we are condemning ourselves and beating ourselves up. So this month we have been talking about self-forgiveness. And we started off at the beginning of the month with the topic of letting ourselves go, acknowledging that you are holding that unforgiveness against yourself. And then once you recognize it, letting it go, allowing it not to make you, allowing it not to define you, or allowing other people to make your past mistakes define you. Oftentimes we have people in our lives that they know us by what we have been known by. So if we were a drug addict, maybe 5, 10 years ago, maybe 2, 3 years ago, maybe we've been clean for 10 days, 30 days, people are still identifying us as Susie the drug addict or Susie the thief or Jack the adulterer. We're known by the mistakes that we made. So we had to come to the conclusion where we had to let ourselves go, regardless of what other people are saying about us, regardless of how they are making us feel. We have to get to the point to where we are forgiving ourselves. Then we moved on from letting ourselves go. So once we get to letting ourselves go, we went to starting from scratch. Where do I go from here? Once I forgive myself, where do I go from here? I need to know how to be able to walk in freedom so that I can see myself the way that the Lord sees me and that I can identify myself the way that the Lord sees me rather than what people are calling and labeling me from. And then last week we started with how to keep from going back. Okay, we've made this mistake. We've learned how to start over. Now I need to know how not to go back to what I did before. And so that was what we discussed last week. And if you want to view the website or go to the iTunes podcast, you'll be able to listen to those for free. But this morning we're going to talk about how to handle. Oftentimes we have made mistakes and we've come through it, but sometimes we slip up and do it again. We live in a world where things are happening and continually happening, and we can't say that we won't make the same mistake. Now, we shouldn't plan to make that mistake, but we should know that if we just so happen to make that mistake, then there is a way out. There is a way that we can get back right in a relationship with God and ourselves. So this morning we're going to talk about that because I want to make sure that we know that even if we make a mistake, that doesn't mean that we can't be forgiven. In Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." So there's something that we all have done in our lifetime. A lot of people think that they're the only ones and they're embarrassed and they don't want to confess what they have done because they don't want people to talk about them. But all of us have done something. There's none of us that has not sinned in this world. And so I want us to get to the place to where we are, if we have a slip up, we're able to handle that. But then at the end of the day, we're able to identify those things that are trying to tear us down and hold us back from being all that God has created us to be. So this morning we're going to come from 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. And it reads, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word has no place in our lives. So again, this morning we're talking on the subject of how to handle a slip-up. And like I said before, we all have slipped up. There's some things that I've removed myself from, and I no longer do it in a pattern that I did it before. But sometimes I make a mistake and go back and do some of the things that I know that I shouldn't do. And so in those instances, if we look at verse 8, it says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. So the first thing that we have to do when we slip up or we make a mistake and fall back into that pattern of not forgiving ourselves and condemning ourselves is we can't be deceived. We have to acknowledge that it's there. When we are holding ourselves, when we are beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves for something that we have done, we first have to identify that we have done something wrong. Because if we haven't identified that we have done something wrong, then there's nothing that we can do about it. We can't try to cover it up and act like it didn't happen when it did. But what we have to do is we have to allow the truth to come to the light so that we can ask for forgiveness and then we can repent. We can turn back and live life the way that we want to live. Oftentimes when we have a slip-up, instead of people dealing with it, they turn. They completely turn and say, well, I did this, so I might as well just keep on going. No, it's not too late. You can turn around, you can ask for forgiveness, and the Lord will forgive you. But it's not until we identify that we have made a mistake, it's not until we stop deceiving ourselves, but it's when we allow the truth of the Holy Spirit to come in our lives and show us that we have truly done something wrong. A lot of times we are deceiving ourselves because we sometimes are comparing what we are doing to the world. The things that the world says is right isn't right. So we have to make sure that we are reading our Bible and staying aligned with the Word of God and comparing our actions to the Word of God. And then we as Christians, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, and we'll feel that conviction. We'll feel that conviction when we do something wrong. And so when we feel that conviction, we have to recognize that it is the Holy Spirit that's trying to lead us to do the right thing, or that's showing us that there's something that we have done or something that we have said that we shouldn't have, and then we have to ask for forgiveness, and then we have to go back and do things the right way from there. But what we can't do is we can't override that conviction because we don't think that we're doing something wrong. Oftentimes, we don't know some of the things that we have done. Sometimes we may get into a pattern of doing something and not acknowledging that what we are doing is incorrect. But when the Holy Spirit comes and when he shows us that we've done something wrong, then we have to pull back from doing the thing that we are doing and allow him to lead us to the right direction. And so we can't get to the place to where we are not acknowledging when we have done something wrong, because we have to acknowledge it. And I'm not saying that you have to throw a party and celebrate that you did something wrong, because we don't want to do that, and we also don't want to plan to do wrong. But when we have those slip-ups and when we do those things that we know that we shouldn't do, we have to make sure that we are acknowledging that we have made that mistake. We can't deceive ourselves. We can't trick ourselves into believing that what we did is right. Even if it felt right when you did it and you know it's wrong, don't deceive yourself. We have to get to the place to where we are allowing the truth to be in us. And when the truth, the Holy Spirit, when the Word of God is in us, it will show us, it will shine light on those things that have condemned us, on those things that we have done wrong. And so we are not to condemn ourselves, but when the Holy Spirit convicts, then that's when we know that we are doing something wrong. When we are condemning ourselves, that's also wrong. Because Jesus didn't come into this world so that he can condemn us. He doesn't condemn. He convicts, meaning he shows us what's wrong. Condemning is when you are beating yourself up day after day, or when you are allowing someone else to beat you up day after day, and you're not turning, you're so focused on being beat up and what you've done that you don't realize that the Lord is there to help you. And so he wants to pull us out of what we have done, and so that he can turn us and move us toward the direction that he has for us to go. But we have to get to the place to where we're not deceiving ourselves and where we're allowing that Holy Spirit conviction to turn us. Don't beat yourself up or, you know, allow others to beat you up when you make that mistake. And it's so critical because oftentimes, and this is also in the Christian community, so I'm not just saying that the world does this, but the Christian community, we have some people that try to condemn. And just because someone is in the church doesn't mean that they are allowed to condemn you. You know, there's a difference between someone coming and talking to you and giving you correction or someone leading you to do the right thing. But when they get to the place to where they are condemning you, that's not right. And we have to get to the place to where we are acknowledging the truth. Let the truth show in our hearts. Let the truth show in our mind. I'm not saying that we're going to get this right like this. But what I am saying is it's a process, and when you're going through that process, you have to allow the Lord to lead you. And in that process, and as the Holy Spirit is leading us, we can't be deceived when different things are shown to us. There have been things that have been brought to my attention from the Holy Spirit that I didn't even recognize was wrong. I didn't recognize that I was walking in pride in areas that I didn't even know was pride. But when the Holy Spirit showed it to me, I was like, wow. You know, this is crazy. And so we have to get to the place to where we are allowing truth to reveal what's in us. And when we get to that place, that's how we're able to handle when we make those mistakes, when we have a slip up. So let's look at verse 9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So in handling a slip up, we can't be deceived, but we also have to confess. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So if we don't confess, then he's not able to forgive. But when we confess, he will forgive. Not only will he forgive us, but it says he will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So all those things that are in us, those things that are hindering us, once we go to God and once we confess our sins, then he is going to cleanse us and he is going to purify us. And it's him that's taking us through the process for us to be sanctified and be more and more like Jesus, but it's not until we confess our sins to him. And this is, like, so encouraging because we have the opportunity. We don't have to stay stuck and beating ourselves up and down and allowing others to beat us up. All we have to do is confess our sins and allow the Holy Spirit to take over our lives. The Lord wants to lead us. The Lord has great plans for our lives. And starting next month, we're going to begin on a series entitled Elevation. And we're going to be talking about elevation and how the Lord is preparing to take us to the next level and what he has for us to do. And so we have to make sure that we are going to him and allowing him to purify us from the unrighteousness, because as he is elevating us, we don't want anything to hold us back. And so we have to go to him and we have to confess and we have to allow him, when he is showing us some things that we have done wrong, we have to take it. Sometimes we need to go back to other people and apologize, and that's okay. We have to humble ourselves and go back to other people and apologize. And sometimes we have to get to the point to where we identified that we messed up, and although the Lord forgives me, there's still consequences that I have to go through for my actions. Just because there's consequences does not mean that you are not forgiven. And so we have to get to the place to where we're not being deceived, but we are also confessing our sins because we want the Lord to purify us. We want him to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But it says, if we confess our sins, there's an if. And so there's something that we have to do. The Lord does his part, but he's not going to force it on us. This has to be something that you want to do. It has to be in your heart. This has to be something that you want to grasp for yourself. And so if there is something that you have been harboring and holding on to, and you don't even know where to begin to let it go, start with going to the Lord. Tell him how you feel. He already knows, but he wants us to come to him on our own willingly, and he wants you to just talk to him. Talk to him in a way that you would just let everything out. It's just you and him, and you want to confess. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. Just open your lips and begin to talk. Just pour out your heart to him. You don't have to worry about him making a Facebook post about what you told him. You don't have to worry about him telling anybody else. But all you have to do is go to him and confess. That's all we have to do. And sometimes we get to the place to where we are just embarrassed. Sometimes it's just like, I cannot believe I did that again. Like, I keep making the same mistake, and I get to the place where I get mad at myself because I just cannot believe that I keep doing the same thing. And it's like, why didn't I see it coming? It came the same way that it came last time. Why did I make that same mistake? But I can't stay in that mindset forever, because if I stay there, then I can't move forward. And so what I have to do is I get with God, and I begin, there's in the back of our Bibles and a lot of Bibles, there's something called a concordance. And so what I would do is I would look up if it was anger, I would look up anger, and I would find scriptures that had to do with anger. And so when I would find those scriptures, I would look at the scriptures, and then there, out of those scriptures, one would really speak to me. And so I would hold on to that scripture, and then every time I feel like that's getting ready to happen, I would think about that scripture that I held on to about anger. But before, I would just be so mad at myself, like, I can't believe I did this again and again after all these years, and I did it again. But I had to get to the place to where I went to God, like, confess my sin. Lord, I know I was wrong. I need your help. I'm trying to do it, and I recognize that I cannot do this by myself. I cannot do this by myself. I've tried, and as you can see, I have messed up again. But I want you to help me. I need you to take control. Lord, prepare my heart and my mind for this day. Sometimes we need to go to God every day, but sometimes we need to go to God more than once a day. Sometimes when we're at work or when we are dealing with our spouse, or if we're in a situation to where it's our child's mother or our child's father and we're not together, but we have to deal with each other because we have kids, sometimes we need to pray before we enter into the conversation or enter into any communication with that other person so that it can be in a way that will not cause us to sin against God. But it's not until we are not deceiving ourselves, because sometimes we think that we're right, and just because we feel like we're right, we're able to do whatever we want to do or say whatever we want to say to the other person because they're wrong, and that's not the case either. And so in handling a slip-up, we can't be deceived. We have to confess, but let's look at verse 10. It says, if we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our hearts. So we also have to allow the word to live in us. When we begin to read the word of God and study the word of God, we begin that truth is coming into us. And so when the truth is coming into us, it enlightens us. And it lightens us into any darkness that may be in our hearts or anything that we may be doing wrong that we don't even recognize that we're doing wrong. But it says that if we claim we have not, so if we deceive ourselves, then we make him, the truth that is within us, the Holy Spirit, out to be a liar. And he has no place in our lives. And so we have to get to the place to where we are allowing the word, the Holy Spirit, to just reside and take over. Say, Holy Spirit, do what you want to do in my life. This is what I want you to do, because I know that if you're resident in my temple, if you're resident in my life, everything else will fall into place. I want to live to please you. Everything that comes out of my mouth, I want people to know that it is a fruit from your Holy Spirit. Every action that I take, I want people to know that it is the fruit from your Holy Spirit that is within me. When I am beginning to tear myself down because I made a mistake, I want your Holy Spirit to show me so that I can build myself up based on your word, that I can go back to your word and say, no, the Lord will never leave me nor forsake me. He is always with me. And sometimes we think that God is just this mean, harsh God, but God is a loving God. When God chastises us, it's because he loves us. And he loves us so much that he does not want us to go down the wrong path. He wants us to stay on the right path with him. And it's just like with our children, or you don't want your children to do wrong. And so when they do something wrong, there's a consequence. And so we have to go through consequences with God when we do something wrong. But we have to get to the place to where we are not deceiving ourselves and allowing the word of God to just flow through us. Today is a day of new beginnings for us. We cannot harbor forgiveness, unforgiveness for ourselves no longer. We have to release ourselves. The Lord has a plan, and he is ready to elevate you to the next level, and you have been holding yourself back. We have been trying to come up with different things that we can do in order to try to fix certain situations up in our lives, but the Lord said it is you that is holding yourself back. He wants you to come to him. He wants you to come to him and confess. He wants you to come to him and pour out your heart, because it is only him that can lead you and guide you into the direction that he has for you to go. But it's not until we allow him to make us over. You are not your mistake. You are God's child. He created you in his image. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and he has a great plan for your life. While you were yet in your mother's womb, he had a plan for your life. You have been chosen by him, so no one can take it away. And so it's time for us to stop holding ourselves back. We've been holding ourselves back for so long. But the Lord, he has been yanking and pulling and yanking and pulling. But what he's saying to you, he wants you to surrender to him today. God has a great, great, great plan for our lives. He is calling you this next season that you are getting ready to walk into. God said there is no room for you to hold you back. You have stopped allowing other people to hold you back, but now it's time for you to stop holding yourself back. You have to let yourself go. Will you really walk in the freedom that you have signed up for when you became a child of God? The Lord is calling you. He says, it is your time. I am ready to move in your life. Now, will you align yourself with me so that you can move with me? Or will you stand there? The choice is yours. You have an action to make. But what God is saying, and I'm so excited because this is so exciting. When God wants to do something in someone's life and when God is preparing someone, I will be like your biggest cheerleader. But it has to be God-driven. And so God is wanting you to let go. He's wanting you to come to him. He does not want you to be deceived. He does not want you to be deceived. He wants you to confess and allow the word to live in you, to reside in you. And once you do that, it is so much freedom. Do not be your own worst enemy. It's not worth it. Sometimes we just got to let that pride go. We have to let that pride go. We cannot be in control of everything. We cannot have everything our way. But we have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. Sometimes we have to let up. Even when you don't know what's getting ready to happen, you don't know what's going on, you have to follow the Holy Spirit. He is getting ready to take you into something that you have never experienced before. But you have to let yourself go. This is something that you have to be mentally prepared for. This is not just something physical. You have to be mentally prepared for this. And you cannot walk into this with deception. You have to know. You have to be open. You have to be free. Your mind cannot be clouded by any unforgiveness. Your mind cannot be clouded by any deception, any unrighteousness. Your mind has to be free and clear. But it's not until we stop deceiving ourselves. It's not until we confess to him, and it's not until we allow the word to reside in us and live in us and take over. But God has so much he is getting ready to do. The seasons have just changed, and so you will notice outside things are changing, and there's things changing in your life right now. There has been some things that has changed in your life, and you don't even know that it's changed. But you have to get to the place to where you are allowing the Holy Spirit to reside in you. Let go. Hold on no longer. Hold on no longer. It is time for you to walk this thing out. You have been holding yourself back for so long. You are not your mistake. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that you have given us a second chance, Lord. We thank you that your word says that we can come to you and confess our sins, Lord, and you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord, and purify us, God. I just ask right now, God, that each and every listener, Lord, I pray, God, that they will be receptive to your Holy Spirit, God, that they will release themselves, Lord, from the bondage that they have placed on themselves, God. I pray, God, that as you are preparing them to walk into this next season, God, I pray that they will be mentally prepared, Lord. I pray that they will be physically prepared, Lord. I pray that they will be fruitful in all things, Lord. I pray that their minds, their hearts, their souls, Lord, will be cleansed of all unrighteousness, God. I pray that everyone that they come across, Lord, will be able to see Jesus in them, oh God. I pray that the love of Jesus is within all of us, God. I pray, God, that they will have strength, that they will be courageous, that they will be bold, God. I pray, God, that they will not be deceptive to anything, God. Lord, we need you and we love you, God. I thank you and I praise you, God. You are so worthy. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.